Azzy, how nice is it to get a win after all you guys have been through here in the last 10 days or so?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. Feels pretty good. It was played a good game in Pittsburgh. We were in a position to compete for the win. We didn't, but tonight, coming back from behind, winning in the shootout, feels good. I'm especially good for the players. I know we feel good about it, but for them to keep pushing and keep working and keep trying to do the right things over and over to get rewarded, it's feels good.
Down two goals in the third has not been a good scenario for you guys this year. Where did the motivation come from to pull that one out of the fire?
Well, I think keep doing the right things. We keep promoting doing the right things and playing the right way. But that goal that we scored right away after their third goal was a key moment, gave the bench a lot of juice.
Azzy, how much were you tracking Cam Butler leading up to the faceoff? Just
what's that?
Cam Butler getting him here.
Yeah.
How wild was that leading up to the game? And how much did you want to play him versus how much you were able to?
Well, it's just very last minute there, no warm-up. So it was an exciting moment for him. I told him, I said, listen, I don't even know if you're going to play, but just in case. And depending on the score and how the game was going to be played, I had no plan for him. It was depending on how the game went. But he had one shift, and he was excited after the game. It was a nice experience for him.
Kirill Marchenko, he seems to be shooting the puck a lot more. Do you think he's starting to get his game back from his, you know, slump that he was going through?
I wouldn't call it. These are strong words. But yes, part of the message to Marchenko was to shoot the puck more. He's a shooter in the first place, so he's doing that more now, and he's getting rewarded.
First of all, how's Boone doing? When did you find out that he would be signed?
Well, was told not long before the game that he couldn't play, and we'll know more. We'll let you know.
And to see, I guess, not only Marchenko, but Werenski kind of get that steal and score to respond 2 minutes tie ball game. How did, I guess, that kind of feel in terms of the spirits against a team like Pittsburgh to kind
yeah.
of rally back?
Well, it was, you know, that Marchenko goal gave us some momentum, and then but the one thing is excited for the fans too, like to give them something. We don't have many games left to give something to cheer for, and it was the bench could feel it. We felt good tonight.
In a shootout like that, when it goes beyond three shooters, like what's the strategy? And obviously, did you know Damon Severson had that move in the bag?
Yeah, we know as his scoring percentage in the shootout is very good. So he's always been considered. And tonight we gave him a chance. But we see it in practices. We have, you know, sometimes we have drills that we're just evaluating our guys. And he's been pretty good at that. So it was a big goal for us.
I want to ask about Butler again, just because it's such a unique story. You're probably maybe trying to find a spot to get him in. You get him in an offensive zone draw. Was that like, was it just a certain situation where you maybe felt like, okay, let's get him out there and get him
out
of
here? Yeah, it was against their fourth line, and I wanted to make sure it was in the offensive zone. But the other thing, too, is we had three centers, so it was hard to, the third period, I basically ran three lines. But it was, and the times I called him once before, and the first thing you know, Crosby's on the ice. So I don't want to put the young men in that position. So just the way it was played.
Sorry, you mentioned kind of the, you know, excitement for the fans, the excitement for the players. I'm curious what you can do in the final seven games in terms of building off a win like this. It was an emotional win, dramatic win. What can you encourage your players to do in the next seven games to build off something like this?
We're going to keep doing what we've been doing all year, is promoting winning habits. And it's about, effort, managing the puck, tracking. It's all of those little details that we've been building all year. Now the quality of our opponents is pretty intense for the rest of the season. So. But it's, as far as we are concerned, it's creating winning habits.